to one in Queensland. Just quickly, students at Newbridge Public School were evacuated this morning as the school went into lockdown after a suspicious device was found in the playground. Newbridge Public would probably be near Chipping Norton, I'd say. A New South Wales police spokeswoman said the suspicious object was a homemade device that concerned teachers at the school. Police were called to the primary school at about 10:30 a.m. after a student brought an object to the school. The students were evacuated and an exclusion zone put in place as a precaution. Specialist police removed the item and school resumed operations just before midday. So there you go. All is under control. Now, have you ever looked at your private health insurance and wondered why on earth you're paying for all those extras? Things like your physio? You might have needed that kind of cover at one stage, but why are you still paying for it if you're not taking advantage of physio? Or top-grade hospital cover? Do you really need that, despite never getting to hospital? And while we're always being told by the government that it's important to have private health insurance, it's something that's becoming more and more unaffordable. In fact, on April 1, and that's this Saturday, may I remind you, you can expect premiums to rise by an average of 4.8%. That's more than three times the rate of general inflation. So is it even worth having private health insurance? And if so, how can you be smart about what's about to happen on Saturday? Laura Crowden is from iSelect, and she is on the line right now. Laura, thank you for your time.
You're welcome, Chris.
In general, how much do Australians already spend on private health insurance?
Look, it does depend, but to give you an idea, an average family policy is over around $4,000 annually, so that'll be going up by around $200 on the 1st of April, again, on average. Singles are spending obviously less, just under $2,000, and then for sort of an older couple who's wanting a top level cover, again, it's around $4,000 a year. That's all without the rebate, though.
Yeah, there must be circumstances where particular demographics and particular healthy people don't really need private health insurance and could probably survive just on Medicare.
Yeah, look, it really does depend on your personal circumstances, and like you say, younger and healthier, you're less likely to need expensive healthcare. But of course, there are some government incentives and what we call sticks and carrots that encourage younger people to take out private health insurance. That's things like the Medicare levy surcharge if you're a high income earner, and lifetime health cover loading, which actually means if you don't have private health cover by the time you're 31, you will pay a lot more if you decide to take it out.
Oh, I didn't know that. Say that again for our listeners, just so they get that clearly.
Sure. So it's something called lifetime health cover loading, or LHC loading, and that means if you don't have hospital cover by your 31st birthday and you decide to take it out down the track, you'll pay more than if you had taken it out in your 30s.
You might be doing something that's very, very smart and very, very frugal, and you're being penalised for it.
Well, that's because the government is encouraging people to have private health insurance and obviously reduce the burden on the public system.
Yeah. Okay, so April 1, we're talking 4.8% on average. So when you say, what's an average? Who is average?
So that's, you know, that's
like saying who's normal. Point. There's no such thing as normal, but anyway.
Exactly. So the thing to remember there is 4.84 is, as you said, an average. So some policies will go up less than that. Some actually won't go up at all, and those lucky people out there. But a lot of them will actually go up by a lot more than 4.84%. So 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% or more. So it's really important that customers know exactly how much their individual policy is going up and make sure they're still getting a good deal.
Yeah, this business about sticking with the brand that you've been with for 40 years, I know a lot of older people like to do that, but they are really shortchanging themselves, aren't they, in some circumstances?
They really can be, and we've actually seen that shift a little bit in the last couple of years. So traditionally, older customers were, as you say, very unlikely to consider switching. They'd been with one of the big funds for a number of years. They probably had their family with that fund, and they're really loyal. But it seems like affordability has sort of reached a tipping point for those older customers, and we are starting to see a lot more of them come to iSelect. They're actually our fastest growing customer segment now. And that's because, you know, as the costs keep rising, and we've even actually seen a bit of an increase inquiries from older customers on the back of the pension changes, which came into effect in January. So more of them are shopping around.
See, there are lots of different offers out there from various health insurance companies that you can take up between now and Saturday, right? But you've only got a few days left. And one of those was done through the 50 Up Club that operates out of the Macquarie Radio Network. And I went back to an old insurer that I used to have, and it I think we like $200 or $250 less per month when we decided to really scrutinise what we needed from our health cover instead of the things that we used to need but we don't need now.
Exactly. So you'd be amazed how many customers we speak to, you know, in their 70s who are still covered for things like pregnancy, but they don't have cover for joint replacement.
Yeah, it's one thing to be hopeful, but...
Yeah, exactly. But you do also have to be realistic, and the whole point of insurance is to insure in case of worst-case scenario. And we also speak to a lot of customers who are still on family policies, despite the fact their kids have grown up and left home and probably have their own insurance.
Yeah.
So it's about changing your policy as your lifestyle changes.
Yeah, very true. So with iSelect, you go to the website, put in your details, and all of a sudden you can tell me what I should be with?
Yeah, so we'll give you a recommendation. There is a website, but the important thing for people to know is we're not just a website. We've got 500 advisors who are on the phones and able to help people and really talk through what they need to be covered for and how much that might cost, because private health insurance is a pretty complicated thing.
Yeah.
And it's pretty boring. So you don't want to spend any longer than you need to, but you want to make sure that you get the right advice.
Okay. Good to chat with you, and hopefully it's jogged a few memories and someone will do something about what we've just spoken about before Saturday and make some money out of it.
Excellent.
Thank you, Laura.
Bye.
Good on you, Laura Crowden from iSelect. So that's all you got to do. Just grab your policy. If you can't, you don't understand it, that's fine. Go and ring these people, iSelect. Get them to tell you what certain things mean and what you're actually paying for that you shouldn't be paying for, because that simple process will save you money. And then if you have a look at what's around, like you go through the 50 Up Club, for instance, they're offering that if you pay your premiums in full for the year, if you can afford to do that, well, you're going to pay the 2016 prices, not the 2017 prices, which will save you hundreds. You'll get that 4.8% back. So you've got to do this. Don't just go with the flow, because it'll cost you much more. It's 10 minutes away from...